Now, to understand the text that we're going to deal with tonight and the subject, I wrote this note for you. Today, Jesus will speak unto us prophetically. The scriptures we're about to read are prophetic scriptures that Jesus is speaking at that time. And then I wrote, and the prophecy has been fulfilled. So what we're going to read tonight in the gospel is prophetic words from Jesus, but those prophetic words have been fulfilled about the Holy Spirit. So I said this, I want you to know this. Therefore, since they're fulfilled, we have the divine privilege of hosting and operating in the spirit of truth. There's a freedom here that cannot be stopped or blocked by no other power. The prophetical words, in other words, what he had prophesied is now in manifestation. And the scripture we're going to read is going to be prophetical scripture. Now, here's a word I'm going to prophesy prior to reading the scripture. It belonged to you. And the question is asked, why not? Stop waiting for the fullness of time to come. It's already here. So anything you're working on and you're waiting around for it, no, it's already here. Stop waiting on it. Until you see, I'm prophesying, who you are through the Holy Spirit, you will never live the real life I provided for you. Listen. Stop trying to pick up the pieces and take the whole thing. That's from the Lord. I want you to get that. And the Lord Jesus is going to speak to us prophetically. And I want you to know what we're going to talk about. And listen very carefully. Hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit properly. Hosting is so important now that we understand that we are an host of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our divine guest that is with us all the time. And my job is to minister to you that you will know how to host him properly. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, the first scripture I want to look at is verse 16. There's something I'm going to want you to underline. And we're talking about hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit properly. In other words, you're going to know better how to yield to the Holy Spirit and move in another dimension. In verse 16, Jesus, the speaker, read in my Bible, the 16th verse of John 14, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he will abide with you forever. Now, he prophesying at that. That's prophetical words in the gospel, but they are fulfilled now. But we're on the other side of the cross. And then in verse 17, what I want you to underline, even, I want you to underline the spirit of truth. You're going to see it three times in three different verses. Even the spirit of truth, notice what he called him. And for another insight, when he said the spirit of truth, he's talking about the spirit, it's Jesus talking, but he's revealing to you that the Holy Spirit is my spirit. Because I'm the spirit of I'm the truth. All right? So when he said, even the spirit of truth there in verse 17, he's saying, even my spirit, or even me. For whatever the Holy Spirit present, I am synonymous to it. And the Father is synonymous to it. You got it? All right. So now, that's an edge work for you to know as you're going to host the presence of the Holy Spirit, meaning you're hosting the presence of God. You're hosting the presence of Jesus, for they all three one. What God knows, the Holy Spirit knows. What Jesus knows, the Holy Spirit knows. is the divine plan of God for you not to be without him in any situation. All right. Even the Spirit of truth. Now notice what it said next. Whom the world cannot receive. Notice next, because it sees him not. It can't see him. Neither knoweth him. You see him, you know him. But ye know him. Now watch, he prophesied, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, that's done. See, at that time he was talking, he's prophesying prior to the Holy Spirit coming. Let me see, can I say it to you another way? Even the Spirit of truth, the Greek says, the Spirit of the truth, which referred to the Word of God, actually, he does far more than merely superintend the attribute of the truth, as Christ is the truth. Now, we're called to a scripture that I want you to look at, and the other three scriptures, I'll go over them, but as a scripture we need to peep at to understand this verse. Turn to 1 John. 1 John now. You're in the Gospel of John. Yeah, there's a 1 John. 1 John. It's an epistle in the back of the Bible. 1 John. We're going to have to be a student now. 1 John chapter 5. There's something I want you to see there. Verse 6. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 6. And we'll get to the nitty-gritty in a few minutes. This is he who came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Now, I want to give you some footnotes. Refer to the living word becoming flesh. You put in your note, John chapter 1, verse 1, verse 4, which is symbolized by water. And them as the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world, which was affected by the shedding of blood on the cross of Calvary, the water and blood. Not by water only, you with me? But by water and blood, testify to the fact that the incarnation within itself, although absolute necessary, was not enough. The phrase also testified to the absolute necessary or necessity of the atonement. You got the atonement and the birth, all right? And it is the Spirit who bear witness. Now notice what it says. I'm still in 1 John 5, 6. And it is the Spirit who bear witness because the Spirit is truth. Add that term again. Now underline that. The Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit bore witness to the divine birth of Christ and to the divine sacrifice of Christ. The birth and the sacrifice is a totality of the truth, all right? Now, the other scripture I want you to look at in John's gospel again. Now turn to John 15, and then I'm gonna start giving principles. You'll be ready to write, type, whatever you're doing. John 15 now. John 15, verse 26. John 15, 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, now he's prophesied, underlined in verse 26, even the Spirit of truth, as I say, that's another time, the third time you've seen it, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. All right, class, chapter 16 now. Verse 13, chapter 16, verse 13. An introduction is going to be real strong, so I want you to get ready. In the 13th verse of the 16th chapter, howbeit when he prophesied now, the Spirit of truth, that is again, is come, here's what he's going to do. He will guide you, this is who you're hosting. He will guide you into all truth.
Yes.
So all these lies going around, they're not going to get you. For he should not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. See, Jesus talking, and shall show it unto you all things that the Father has in mind. Verse 15, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it to you. Now, hoisting the presence of the Spirit properly. Now, you know the Spirit of truth is the Spirit of truth, right? All right, yes, some things you need to put down for a note. It's time for all believers to live a supernatural lifestyle. You heard that? See, the Spirit of truth will prove or provide a supernatural lifestyle. Not entertaining, but experiencing the glory on purpose. All this entertainment stuff in the church is over. Every believer, we're in Ephesians 4 now. Every believer, every joint, everybody going to have to mature now. You're not going to be the traveling groups. You're going to have to be the singly handled yourself. And that's what the Holy Spirit is for. You're packing all the time. So it's not entertaining, but it's experiencing the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Now listen, it's just the introduction. Knowing how to flow in supernatural traffic. That's powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? How many of y'all want to know how to flow in supernatural traffic? In other words, knowing how to flow in miracles, signs, and wonders. And understanding 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is not just talking about gifts. It's talking about gifts, operation, and administration. You got to know what you're doing. That's supernatural traffic. The nine gifts of the Spirit is supernatural traffic. The fruit of the Spirit is supernatural traffic. When you're being led by the Spirit, you're led through supernatural traffic. All right, not only that. I heard him say, knowing how to swim in supernatural rivers, plural. Supernatural rivers. What? People who are listening to me, what the Holy Ghost is imparting, that when you need it, you'll know how to swim in supernatural rivers.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Next, my brothers and sisters, in the introduction, we haven't got to no principles yet. Knowing how to understand supernatural wisdom. Kick the man, the wisdom of man on the side. And when you're dealing with something, because you are hosting the Holy Spirit, he will give you God's wisdom. Supernatural wisdom. Now here's one that I love. Knowing how to build a supernatural wall when you need it. You heard that? Knowing, y'all out there? Knowing, see, hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit produced it. You're knowing how to build a supernatural wall when you need it.
Yes.
Devil can't touch you. System can't touch you. Your cousin can't touch you. Your enemy can't touch you. The Holy Spirit is a guest that brings a host, H-O-S-T-S, of gifts with him. And there are supernatural gifts, and there are supernatural miracles, and there are supernatural wonders, and there are supernatural signs. You are going to function in the supernatural.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, and we'll go to principles next, is a divine guest that brings supernatural presence. You know, like a gift, supernatural presence to you. Now, the first principle on hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit properly You must learn how to yield to the realm of the Spirit at all times. Mm-hmm. Learn how to yield to revelation, wisdom, discernment, cross benefits, resurrection power, yes, grace, mercy, faith, the anointed. You must learn how to yield to the realm of the Spirit at all times, no matter how it feel, no matter how it look, no matter what the crowd saying, no matter what the news media saying, no matter what the internet saying, no matter what nobody else saying, I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. And you're going to find this type of yielding in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to read a little bit of it. But I want you to put down verses 1 through 6 because I'm giving you homework and everything in all my ministry from now on. It's a lot of things. You must learn how to yield to the realm. It's a realm. It's a realm. See, when you know you're packing, when you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, he don't come and leave. He dwells in you. He's with you, and he's dwelling with you, and he's with you at all times. That means you packing the answer. You're packing the victory all the time. I mean, I'm always packing. Say it. I'm always, see, because the Holy Spirit job, when you learn how to host him properly, you must know you always packing the supernatural. You always packing a miracle. You always packing a sign. You always packing a wonder. At any moment, anything supernatural can happen to you and to a situation around you. And you have to know that individually. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 12. I'm keeping my homeboy with me. He did a good job on I got his little Bible on and placing every scripture in the place of the cross. I'm proud of him. Did a good job with that. And I'm proud of it. And he's my homeboy. And just like Simo, who started the Pentecostal movement in all these charismatic church, is a homeboy. He's from Louisiana. I'm going to talk more about him in days to come. But he's from Louisiana. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, now what we're reading about, you must learn how to yield to the realm of the Spirit at all times. It is, Paul said in verse 1, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. But the footnote said, but necessary. I will come to visions and revelation of the Lord. And that was given to Paul by the Lord. Then he talks about a man now. A man that was caught up in a realm he couldn't explain. Now, from this night forward, I impart this to you. You're going to come upon certain situations in your life. You're going to get caught in a realm because you're hosting the Holy Spirit properly. You're going to be caught in a realm you can't fully explain. Are you following me? But yield to it. Yield to it. Those around you are not going to be able to understand how you're functioning like you're functioning. But you're functioning from another dimension because you've been trained how to host the supernatural person of the Holy Spirit properly. Are you following me? Yes. And so what Paul explained here down through the sixth verse that the Holy Spirit took him places that he can't explain. Took him into a realm. In other words, he don't know whether he's in the body or out of the body. I've had experience like that. I've had experience where the Holy Spirit does some things. I don't know how I got there. You know what I'm saying? I've been through that. Oh, yeah, many times. I mean, how did that happen? But it's a realm. And so I'm imparting and I'm revealing to you from this night forward. You tune in for a reason, baby. I'm going to tell you right now. You teen it because see, the apostolic is pioneering now. And the apostolic is a pathfinder. And the apostolic is a pace setter. And the enemy thought and think that he's going to rob people. But he's not. There's certain people he's not going to be able to rob. Don't care what they do in this system. You're going to be pioneering things. Yes. Nobody never been there before. You're going to go there because the Holy Spirit is going to lead you.
Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hallelujah.
Ha, 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 ha. So you read those voices and watch how you can be propelled into realms that you can't explain and win every time. And that's what Paul said. And it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will drown you with grace. There are times you're in places you don't know what to do. And so he don't want you to mess up. So he'll just drown you with grace. Oh, my goodness. Drown you with grace. You know what I mean when he's drawing you with grace? Drawing you with supernatural favor. That things that worked for you that didn't work for the other 340,000 people who went there before you. You step in there with supernatural grace, supernatural favor coming from the inside of you and flowing on the outside.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you must learn how to yield to the realm of the Spirit at all time, because now, listen, I can't. I'm going to tell you I can't, then I'm going to explain something to you. I can't explain my life. I can't take credit for it. Insufficient. But because I know him, he take me places I can't go. How did I end up preaching in the Madison Square Garden? Creflo didn't take me there. It was the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
How can you walk from preaching in Madison Square Garden? That was the Holy Ghost, man. Ain't no preaching in my mind going to leave Madison Square Garden and say, this is my last year. But it's the Holy Ghost, because he got something else he wanted me to do. Here we are tonight. See, I ain't thinking about no Tuesday night. I ain't thinking about no Tuesday night Bible study. No, I ain't got time for no midweek serving and all that now. Every time I come, you better be listening. See, the people that play the same old game, they all come on Sunday and half of them come on Tuesday. All right. Number two, in hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit properly, keeping your focus on God's will. Keeping your, the Holy Spirit will keep you focusing on God's will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not my will, let thy will be done. Now, when that happens, God move on his throne, because there's somebody now submitting to his plan, submitting to his purpose, submitting to his power, submitting to his protection. Listen, submitting to his promotion. Somebody about to be promoted right now. Get ready. You're about to be promoted just because you're here tonight.
Yes.
Glory to God. The Holy Spirit will back me up. I'll give you the scripture for that. Now, Ephesians 5:15 through 21 and Philippians 2:13. Put on the board Philippians 2:13. Let's look at it. Philippians 2:13. Because we're talking about keeping your focus on God's will. Philippians 2:13. Look what it says. For it is God which worketh in you. Where yet? In you. In the person of the Holy Spirit. In the person of the Spirit of truth,
yes,
both to will and do of his good pleasure. When that happened, God come loose with blessing. Benefits start running you down because you're operating in the will of God. Only the Holy Spirit can keep you operating in the will of God. No preacher can. No prayer can. Only the Holy Spirit. When you're praying, you're activating the one on the inside of you. Jesus said, I'll give you another comforter. I'm not here with you, but I'm giving you somebody who know everything I know. And then you knowing what the will of the Lord is in Ephesians. All right. Now, the third thing that I want to impart to you tonight, as we talk about hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit properly, you're not going to lose. You can't lose with the stuff we use.
Come on.
The third thing is letting, when you know how to properly host the Holy Spirit, you'll know this. Letting the rivers, plural, flow. Letting the rivers flow. John 7:37. Let's look at it. John 7:37. When the rivers are flowing, revelation is flowing. When the rivers are flowing, revolutions are flowing. When the rivers are flowing, listen, every time when the rivers are flowing, rhema words are flowing. The word is the spirit that quickened it. When the river's flowing, it's actually rhema words flowing. Words that are spoken to you, for you, and to your situation. The last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Go to the next verse, 38. He that believeth on me, as the Spirit hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, that river of living water is the Holy Spirit flowing out of you with all the attributes and ability of God. Going to handle that situation. To flood it out, or to drown it, or to make it live. See, and the 39th verse said, but this speak he of what? The Spirit. We know who he is, the Spirit of truth, right? Which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost, see, is another prophetic word, was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, Jesus glorified now. And the Holy Ghost is given. And all of us designed to live a Pentecostal life now.
That's right.
That's rivers. That's rivers. No problem can stand up to this. No problem. It's rivers. Oh, that's rivers. Rivers, rivers, rivers. Rivers flowing in your house right now. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. River flowing in your car right now. River. Oh, yes, sir. Rivers. Rivers of life. Rivers of life flowing out of me. Talk in tongue a little bit. Rivers of life flowing out of me. Letting the rivers flow. Next, my brothers and sisters, as we are hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit properly, the Spirit of truth, this is powerful. Stand full of the Holy Ghost on daily basis. Stand full. Stay full of the Holy Ghost all day. Every now and then, say, Yalabasha, say something. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Don't stay full of mess. People draw your mess. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Stay happy. Here it is. Acts 1:8. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, well, you're full of something else. You're full of power. Mm-hmm. What? You're full of promotion. You're full of protection. Acts 1:8. Then Acts 2:1-4 is Pentecost, is when the Holy Ghost came, that muddy rushing wind, and tongue like as a fire, set up on them and give them utterance, and they all spoke in tongue as the Spirit give utterance. You can't fully host the Holy Spirit if you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you right now. Anybody listen to me? You're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. Bow your head and ask the Lord to baptize you in the Holy Ghost, because you cannot fully host the Holy Spirit without being baptized with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because I know I went years studying night and day, and then got filled with the Holy Ghost and went into another realm instantly. Because it's God's plan for the birth and the baptism. Junior always give you an opportunity when he give the invitation to get baptized with the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for you. You know, I'm not going to even go in Acts 2. If I go over there, I'm going to get stuck because it's so powerful. But I want you to have it, stand full of the Holy Ghost on a daily basis. Now, you know this scripture, but watch the principle. You're dealing with something? Watch the principle. Taking steps that are divinely directed. When you host the Holy Spirit, you're going to be taking steps that are divinely directed according to Romans 8:14. You host the Holy Spirit right, you're going to be led right. You're going to be led by the Spirit. See, not by man, not by might, no by power, but by my Spirit. See, oh my. Taking, you know, you understand this, taking steps, plural, the word step is plural, that are divinely directed. I talked to a friend of mine. I'm not the Lord in presence. I'm not going to call his name. But he needed some divine step. And the Lord told me to call him. And he way up, highly. And I give him some divine step from the Holy Ghost because he trusts me. I gave him some divine step. Now, whatever going on now, they're not going to be able to touch him because I'm praying for him. And I give him some insight. He knows exactly what to do. Divine. Everybody say divine step. I believe that every person on the sound of my voice tonight going to begin to now, without trouble, without fear, knowing that I'm walking in divine step. Because Romans 8:14, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Other words now, that verse is filled with more benefits than almost any other verse in the Bible. That is a beneficial verse, Romans 8:14. That is a verse that will always lead you in the presence of God. Always lead you in God's will. Always lead you in God's wisdom. Always lead you in God's way. Come on, children. Listen, only a remnant are going to be able to catch on to what I'm saying because religious folks ain't going yet. But I got to get a church. The Lord told me to get the church matured as fast as possible because the swamp being drained. I mean, they're falling left and right. Pulpits falling, politicians falling. I mean, they're falling left and right because God tired of this sin and the vengeance of God is moving now. The wrath of God is moving. Y'all done disrespect God long enough with all y'all ideas and you want to legalize too much. You ain't getting away with it. I'm telling you right now, I wish you liked me. Constantly, my brother and sister, constantly, turn to John 6:63, constantly being quickened, being made alive by the truth of God's word, constantly being made alive. When you're hosting the Holy Spirit is constantly making you alive to God. And God's will and God's power and God's will and God's love and God's fatherhood, your sonship, your kingship, your citizenship, kingdom citizenship. And here you have John 6:63. Now, these voices are dear to me. It is the Spirit that quickens it. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, we're dealing with John 15, John 14, John 15, John 16, because they tell us about the Spirit of truth revealing to us all things that belong to us from God. Each voice told us about the Spirit of truth. I said the Spirit of truth is the Spirit of Christ. It's the Spirit of the cross. It's the Spirit of the resurrection. It's the Spirit of the ascension. It's the Spirit of the seated position on the right-hand side of God. It's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of Jesus. You follow me? It's the Spirit of the born-again believer. We are not just people down here. They put the church in an elementary position because the church looked to the world, but the world is supposed to be looking to the church because you, my brothers and sisters, you have the power. That's right. You see, you're not being entertained anymore. You experience it. See, the Holy Spirit really going to talk to you after this message. You have enough information, really talking to you. And I'm a host of the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to do it properly. Because the apostle taught me how to do it properly. And he told me why. Constantly, day by day, I'll being quickened, being made alive by the truth of God's word, which is spirit and truth. Watch, take me to another dimension now. Watch this. Oh, my. Yes. Hebrews 4:12. I'm constantly being operated on so I will not take up the diseases of this world. You heard that, Laura? Yeah, I'm constantly being operated on. This world is full of diseases. It's full of doubt. It's full of fear. But because I'm constantly being cut on by the sword of the Spirit, and I got my Trinity divided, my spirit, soul, and body is constantly being divided, and this same word is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of my soul, of my inner man, of my heart, to bring me back into my redemptive position of following after the Spirit and not following my feeling and not following the setup, not following the system. Huh? So there it is, Hebrews 4:12. So that takes you to the legacy of John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, one translator said, you make a demand upon what is right for yours, and I'll see to it that you have it. Whoa. Now, let's do something here tonight. When you talked about scripture, two scriptures I want to knock together here that I think will give you a revelation. Look back at John 6:63, and I want you to go to a commentary of this verse. I'm going to show you a commentary of John 6:63. The commentary of John 6:63, you ready? Is Romans 8:2. The commentary, more clearer understanding of John 6:63, it taking you to a place called Romans 8:2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, you know, the law of sin and death is all that Satan can put after you. Actually, that voice is saying something else. Romans 8:2 is letting you know that you are in a dispensation of grace, and grace is the highest law. Because grace is the law of the cross, the death and the burial, the law of the blood, the law of total victory. Thanks be to God who give us the victory. All right. So you're constantly being quickened, right? You got that? By the word of God. Now, I know I'm giving you a lot of information. There's no little 1, 2, 3 here. I know I got, Lord told me, says, I've been training you all these years for the pastor of this church, and to have those people grounded and rooted, and they'll know how to use this sword of the Spirit. So I want to tell you something else now that the Lord told me to tell you. When you're hosting the Holy Spirit properly, that means you'll stand flooded with the supply of the Spirit. Stand flooded. Now, you can't mess with a person who's flooded. There's Philippians 1:19. Stand flooded with the supply of the Spirit. What I say? Look what his voice says now. Philippians 1:19. I'm going to look it up here. Stand flooded. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. If you haven't learned nothing yet, you know, probably I can't help you. Because I preached 25 sermons to you tonight, what you're used to getting. But there's a lot of stuff we got to know. 1 in 19, right? For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer. And it should have been translated deliverance. Turn to my deliverance. Salvation means deliverance. And the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You see that? Underline in your Bible, the supply of the Spirit, or mark it somewhere on your internet or whatever you're doing. And the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now watch what I'm going to give you this explanation. Paul is referring to the Holy Spirit, and that he will supply whatever is needed, but that he's able to do such only through Christ and what he did at the cross would make it all possible. See? So everything points to the cross of Christ, because the cross turned us over from the Garden of Eden. Garden of Gethsemane, turn it over for the Garden of Eden. All right. Let me find a clothing place here. Flooded with the supply of the Spirit. Now the fruit of the Spirit, they are for character. The gifts of the Spirit, they are for power. You need both to be supernatural. And the Holy Spirit is in charge of both. So here's a principle for this message. Letting the fruit grow. As you host the Holy Spirit, there are fruit growing in you. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, faith. Galatians 5:22-23. Letting the fruit grow. Now, learning how to flow in the gifts. A horse who hosts the Holy Spirit properly, thank God, they will know how to flow in a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning the Spirit, the revelation gift. They'll know how to operate in special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing. Those are power gifts. And the vocal gift, prophecy, divers kind of tongue, and interpretation. They'll know how to yield. All of this is in the Holy Ghost. And you are hosting all this power all day long. And by God sending me out to remind you, letting the fruit grow, learn how to flow in the gift. 1 Corinthians 12:1-11. I can't go there, but I want you to know it's not only a gift. It's gifts, operation, and administration. You need to know all three. The Holy Spirit knows all three. Revelation 1:10, and this practicing being in the Spirit every day. Practicing being in the Spirit every day. Now, one way to get in the Spirit is pray in tongues. You may not pray an hour, pray a while to get in the Spirit. Practice being in the Spirit every day. Look at Revelation 1. See, because being in the Spirit, or letting the Spirit be in you, be open. Therefore, you're going to hear and see. You'll be able to hear and see if you're in the Spirit. Look at Revelation 1:10. When he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Every day is the Lord's day. And by being in the Spirit, he said, I saw. Then he said, I heard. So if you're not in the Spirit, you can't see and you can't hear. I don't care how many scriptures you're reading. Scriptures don't work without the Spirit. So you got to yield to the Holy Ghost. Let me close. You ready for this? Hosting the Spirit releases a threefold cutting edge in your life. The threefold cutting edge is in Luke 2:50 and 52. When you're hoisting the Holy Spirit, you're going to wax strong in spirit. You're going to be filled with wisdom. And the grace of God going to be upon you. Who can stop that poison? You're going to be moving around technology and psychology and academics. You're going to be moving in the realm of the Spirit. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. A threefold cutting edge. It ain't fair the way God built us. It ain't fair to the devil. And it ain't fair. It's just not fair. God was just not fair. God have made you too powerful. You know that? Huh? Then I want you, I'm going to give you three more things. Yielding, this is going to hold you up, baby. Yielding to the sealer. The Holy Spirit in you as a sealer. Ephesians 4:29-32. Yielding, give me Ephesians 4:29 quickly. Yielding to the sealer. Everybody say yielding to the sealer. Whatever you need to happen is a sealed deal already. Whatever you're going through right now is a sealed deal. All you got to do is yield to the sealer. He know how to seal it. He know what to tell you to do, when to move, what to say, what not to say. Let no corrupt communication proceed out your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the ear. Go to the next verse. Yielding to the sealer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit. See, when you horse him, you're not grieving. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby, yield what? Seal. Every deal is sealed unto the day of redemption. I don't know. That should have closed it out. But go to verse 31. I got, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with, put away from you with all malice. Go to the next verse. I'll close. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. At God for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. That's what that seal will do. That seal, somebody make you so angry, you won't bust. See that physical man coming out. But that seal is going to say, no, don't do that. That's the enemy. He's trying to trip you, you see. All right. Two more now. Not quenching the Holy Spirit, but flowing with him. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Not quenching. And you read in 1 Thessalonians, you're going to need to read some things there. Praying always, praying without ceasing. Don't despise prophesying and talk about it. But it said, quench not the Spirit. Let's close, children. Let's close. I want to close with you understanding when you host the Holy Spirit, you're hosting a threefold presence. When you host the Holy Spirit, you're hosting the Father, you're hosting the Son, and you're hosting the Holy Ghost. Turn with me, let's read and close in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you're hosting the grace when you host the Holy Spirit. The love of God, you're hosting the love of God. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? And the communion of the Holy Ghost. In other words, I can hear the Holy Ghost whispering in your ear now. Don't worry about it. Don't have no fear. I got your route planned out. I know they turned against you. I know they did you wrong on the job. I know that person didn't talk to you right. But just listen to me. I got the answer. I know that thing might have hit your body and seemed like nothing going to straighten out. I got it. See, because you have this, my threefold presence. I want you to leave here tonight with that threefold presence, all those principles that the Holy Spirit have given us about hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit properly. You are in for it now. You have a divine assignment and you have a divine alignment. My brothers and sisters, you are fully covered from this message tonight. You are a child of God. You have him on the inside of you. He's the spirit of truth. He's the spirit of Christ. He's the spirit of God. He's the spirit of the Lord Almighty. So you have him. God gave him, he not only in you, the spirit within and the spirit upon. Not only that, the spirit within, the spirit upon, and he's out in front of me leading me. And he's behind me protecting me. I'm surrounded by a supernatural being. So honor the Holy Spirit this week. Honor him. Talk with him. You don't have to pray to him. Just talk to him. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. Tell me what to do about this. I don't know. I've studied about Seymour. Seymour was from Louisiana back in 1906. He went to California. And God used him, and he was a black man, used him to reveal Pentecost to this generation. Powerful, one-eyed man. He'd put his head in a bucket or in a box and start praying until God tell him to say something. Seymour. I mean, he had the Spirit. Now, all the charismatic, all the Church of God in Christ, or any word of faith, any charismatic movement stem from SEMO. Assembly of God. I'm going to call it all of them. Church of God in Christ, all of them. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what school they went to. God used that one-eyed black man, uneducated, who through his weakness was able to yield to God. We better learn from that weakness. Better learn from that weakness. And I know, when God told me, I got 6 minutes. When God told me, I was in Texas preaching. God told me I was on my knees. He said, don't let men steal from you money cometh like they stole from Seymour without giving him the full credit for it. I use Seymour and I'm using you. I'm the chief apostle on finances because God chose to come in Darrow and call me in that supermarket to do it. So don't tell me about no money. Money cometh. Don't tell me about all your revelation, because revelation is not all of it. You got to have an anointing. I have an anointing for finance, for the body of Christ. And if you just want to be blind and don't want to hear it, pastors, y'all don't want to hear it. Y'all not lining up. Y'all want to act like y'all know it. Well, that's up to you all. But I'm telling you, the Lord told me, say, don't let them steal money coming from you. Even Bill McRae is still alive today. Him and his wife prophesied to me before I got money coming. Mr. McRae's wife spoke in tongue. He interpreted, and he said to me, he says, God about to bless you and your ministry. He said, now some going to come try to turn it another way. Don't let them turn it another way. Do what God said, and God going to bless you. And he gave me these two prophetical words, accommodation and consolidation. In other words, I pastored this church fully. I was here every Sunday morning, and we traveled all over the world. We traveled, 500 hours one year, right? All over the world. But I still, my members wasn't neglected. My family wasn't neglected. God just took care of it. So I'm doing Money Comings conferences. Got one this Leroy going to tell you about it. And then I'm going to start doing some health conferences. And it's not just about eating. It's about other things that you need to know about your health. Too many people dying ahead of time, and then too many people suffering unnecessarily. God gave us a body, which is built, is a built-in physician. And I want the body of Christ to know about it. You know, I found out in my latter years about it. Just suppose you at a young 20 or 30, you can find out about it. And then I'm in the studies that I'm making, it says it's never too late. You could change and keep that toxicity out of your body and put nutrient in your body. I know I'm preaching another sermon now. But there's only one disease. Six cells, isn't it? Six cells. There's only one disease. Only two causes. Toxicity, putting the wrong thing in your body, or not putting enough nutrient in your body. So all the diseases, all the name of the diseases, they came from one thing. Malfunctioning cell. It based on Psalm 139, verse 14. And 3 John 2. My soul knows right well, and my soul problems. So there's some things you need to know, because you can have thousands of people praying for you if you don't know this. So I'll start teaching. When you watch the alert, the boy's going to come on and give you an alert. I might come down any day, any moment, start teaching it. All right. God bless.